Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Bhakti Nami
Krishna 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 בעל הפנים המוסרי ולחצ'ר His divine inspiration of which are Vrinda, Vedanta, Swami, Jagat Guru, Shri Prabhupada, Ki, Jai, Ananta, Koti, Vaishnava, Vrinda, Ki, Jai, Namacharya, Shri Haridas, Chakur, Ki, Prem to the Hose Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita Gadadha, Shri Vasadi Gaur, Bhakta Vrinda, Ki, Jai, Shri Shri Radha, Krishna, Gaur, Gopinath, Shri Amakunda, Radha, Kunda, Giri, Govardhan, Ki, Jai, Vrajame, Vrindavan, Dham, Ki, Jai, Navadipmaya, Purdham, Ki, Jai, जगन्नाथ पुरी धाम की गंगा माई की जय जमुना माई की जय भक्ति देव की जय तुलसी महारानी की जय समावित भक्त वृंद की जय गौर ब्रह्मा ओम ग्लोरियस सिमरति ओम ग्लोरियस सिमरति ओम ग्लोरियस सिमरति ग्लोरियस श्री श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरांका ओम ज्ञानतिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकाय Chakshurumilitan Jena Tasmai Sri Gurve Namaha. For my respectful obeisances unto His Divine Grace, Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, who has kindly opened my eyes with the torch light of knowledge. So, this knowledge is factual knowledge. It's not virtual knowledge. So, led me to understand what is this word virtuality, or the combination of the word virtual reality, where it is used, how it is used, you know, what kind of connotation it gives. The word virtual reality is meaning it's a computer generated stimulation. So, computer generated simulation of a three-dimensional image or environment that can be interacted with a seemingly real or physical way by a person using a special electronic equipment such as a helmet with a screen inside or globe fits with the sensors. What it means that computer-generated image gives us a kind of near-factual imaging. So, it is virtual means coming to pretty close. Virtual. Yeah. Virtual reality. But when you use the word reality, it gives something else. You know. Now, we have to divide what is meant by virtual and what is by reality. So, the word reality denotes the world or the state of a thing as they actually exist, as opposed to an idealistic or national or notional idea of them. Notion is an indicative thing, you know. So, it's actually the state of existence. But they don't say whether this existence is temporary or permanent. So again, the word reality is expressed in different terminology that says the state or quality of having existence or substance. In philosophical existence, that is absolute, self-sufficient or objective, and not subject to human decision or conventions. Means, apparently, they are admitting the limitations in presenting the things which are either computer-generated or through their computer of mind-generated. So, the thought pattern here is denoting that something is incomplete. It is incomplete. Now, we see the word virtuality as almost nearly as described, but not completely according to the strict definition. So they use the virtuality as a hypothetical arrangement, not provable. So for example, computing not physically existing as such, but made by software to appear to do so. A virtual computer. See also virtual reality. The photographs that were sent from the moon, they claim, they were computer generated. All the information is virtual reality, not factual reality. So you can understand this limitation of the science, but it is so misguiding, you know. It does not satisfy our intellect, our mind even. Sometimes it is baffled because all the time human error, because of limited sense perception, you know, human error is always interfering and we never get any satisfaction. So for example, man is filled with four defects. These defects are imperfect senses, so whatever he concludes is imperfect in nature, and because his senses only perceive part of a temporary existence, not the full of it, then he comes to erroneous conclusions, that is called illusory conclusions. And the fourth is, he lies, he cheats, individual level and national level too. Like the moon hoax, you know. When you see the photographic presentation, video presentation, plus this fourth defect of lying is also been exposed, you know. They found the pre-rehearsal videos of, you know, certain confidential talks that were going on to cheat people, you know, and that has been exposed. They took photograph within the capsule, but they never went more than 500 miles, you know. But they claim they have gone through 150,000 miles and see the earth through the only open window. But that opening of the window is showing a mirror image of what is being projected through a lens and a projector within the capsule. And that also, by error, human deficiency exposes. So you can see that whatever is happening in the world with our imperfect senses doesn't expose us to the reality. So therefore, there is a make-believe thing going on. People try to live an artificial life on make-believe. But this is not our Vedic literature and the conclusion of the old age tradition dictates. Virtual reality can be a misnomer, right? But if you practice something of a very factual reality, even though with our imperfect senses, we may not come as close to factual reality, but there is every hope that there is a progress towards factualization. So that is the best approach. So Krishna consciousness is the process, you know, to expose factual reality. And it is described, practiced from ages, time immemorial. Krishna doesn't have to show something imperfect doesn't have to make something imperfect, doesn't have to describe anything imperfect. Because the definition of the Supreme Absolute real existence of the, what they call God, or the particle of the God, which is an expansion which sits in each and every atom to sustain it. That is the Paramatma or the Super Soul aspect of it. But that does exist. That does exist. Because we were just talking of the Super Collider. Super Collider, after all these years, when Srila Prabhupada wrote Easy Journey to Other Planets, he quotes article of Times of India that in the that year, 1956, that article quotes that Nobel Prize for Physics was given to two American scientists. Right? This scientist, by splitting the atom during that time, came to the conclusion that during the process of splitting the atom, they were calculating the mass of the atom and the proton, electron and neutron. So proton and neutron make the mass, and electrons are circumambulating or in the orbit. So this is a microcosm of the same macrocosm as an image. Alright? So the nucleus is sun for our, and all the planets are rotating around it. That is their proposal. But it's only a theory. Actually, Vedic theory tells that the sun is rotating around the earth. Therefore, our calendar and the solar calendar that the Western people use, starting from the time of Jesus Christ, the AD, but our Vikram Samvat and other calendars, or Shaka, that starts from the cycles of the moon. So, in regard this, now they admit that both calculations are valid. Previously, they were saying, that it is not valid. So, the macrocosmic arrangement is found in the microcosm, the same way. The electrons are rotating, and they want to bombard either by, an electron bombardment, hydrogen bombardment, or neutron bombardment, to split the atom further and further. So, during the splitting process, they found that the mass was missing. And they cannot come to conclusion. Every time they split, there was a constant loss. So, that led to give a kind of postulation that there exists a particle which behaves completely opposite to the material particle, which can be accounted for. But this thing is not accounted. So this missing thing that they are trying to trap even up today or tomorrow, they are going to start the superconductor, which is being built in between France and Belarus. The border. It's 26 mile kilometer. If you go, anybody who goes to USA, near Dallas, Texas area, the Fort Worth and Dallas, I-35, east and west, both are meeting. Around 10 kilometers of superconductor they built, and they have to abandon. Superconductor they built, but they could not trap. But now it is an international effort, and there are Indian scientists also involved in this, and they are saying this missing particle, according to our Shastra, our religious scriptures, Vyasdev had several disciples who became professors of teaching many, many branches of the material existence. Like Karma Mimamsa, Jaimini Rishi was. So, Kanad was the founder of atomic theory. Paramanu Vad, he wrote a big treatise. So, because material existence is temporary but of factual nature. It is existing, only temporary. So that has to be understood. But because it is temporary and the soul is permanent, there exists another kind of nature. Besides this manifested and non-manifested material existence, there is an eternal sanatana. Right? That is what we are talking, where the spirituality begins. Spiritual is nothing ephemeral. It is factual. Not even virtual. It is factual. So here we are talking of virtual reality, but this virtual reality is coming short to its own definition. It's a cheating process. It's a cheating process. Straight. Therefore, people with complicated mind has complicated idea behind it, the purpose or motivation to make money and nothing else. You know, so you can see a lot of business has been going on the IT sector of the virtual reality. They were talking of creating a virtual matrix that. It is simply becoming illusory, like a magical thing. You know? So this virtual reality is coming short to definition to what they want to simply describe. You know, we have aphorisms like Satyameva Jayate, Nandrutam. Only the absolute truth, which is factual, wins. The one which is not factual is not going to be successful. So we see the temporary success is constantly being reshaped over and over and over and again. And they change their theories, they change their models, they change everything. So where is the virtuality? They do not come closer even to factuality. But because we are existing, the existence is factual, not virtual. And we are existing not only as a body, but we are the animators of the body. Therefore, we have to see in the context of what we are, what is our reality. So, reality is never considered to be temporary thing. Therefore, Krishna in Bhagavad Gita gives, for the real there is no cessation, and for the unreal there is no endurance. Na sato vidyate bhavo, na bhavo vidyate asat. Ubhayor api drashto anta tattva darshivi. Those who are seekers of truth, define the reality is that it is eternal. Eternal means real. If you can't perceive, but you can't neglect either. Can you see yourself as soul? Where are you? The rest is simply virtuality or temporality. The body is temporary. When you understand that why do we have a shape, a Homo sapiens, because we are born from monkeys? No. Prabhupada said, Darwin's father may be monkey, but not my father. He said, we kick Darwin right in the face. The idea is that, The idea is that, when we see ourselves, the body is changing constantly. One that changes should not be real. The process of changing, who induces the process of changing the body? We should go deeper. Because the soul residing in this body, the cognizant part of it, that belongs to our real nature. So, if the Lord or the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Shri Krishna, says that all the living beings are but my part and parcel, so they inherit His qualities. His qualities are supremely, eternally knowledgeable and blissful. We don't have any other pursuit to live in this life except obtaining bliss. Whether a poor man obtains the bliss, he is well situated, and an educated man, hard working, simply striving for the same result. You know? And even the person who has a lot of money or this or that, simply he lives for his reality, that is the bliss. You know? But this is existing as an eternal thing, not out of consequences that if you become Christian, then you will get all the correct answers, or you will become... We are talking soul to soul. It is factual to realize that we are soul, part and parcel of the Supreme Whole, you know, is by having His own characteristics, that is eternality, in full knowledge and bliss. Sat, Chit, Anand. These are the factual, realized objectives. Nobody wants to die. Nobody wants to remain archi, you know, stupid. He's always inquisitive. Try to know. Even an amoeba wants to know about his surrounding. He's conscious of his surrounding. Just put up a pin and he will withdraw his pseudopods. So you can imagine. So how is it that our existence of the factual reality is minimized by this body which is simply changing and cheating us? We want to squeeze out every drop of bliss from this body. Or if not, get another body or somebody else's body to squeeze out every drop. You know, but unfortunately, it is all cheating. Our soul is remaining cheated. The body is imperfect, but a human body is not coming from, you know, so-called Australopithecus or Shivapithecus or this pithecus or that pithecus. No, at every stratum of the Jurassic period or any other periods, humans, it is all cheating. Our soul is remaining cheated because the body is imperfect. But a human body is not coming from, so-called Australopithecus or Shivapithecus or this pithecus or that pithecus. No, at every stratum of the Jurassic period or any other periods, human skull of Homo sapiens is found, contradicting their findings. But because it shakes up the whole falsified empire, therefore there is resistance to expose it. Read Forbidden Archaeology and you will be startled. So we don't go by the fake presentations, and we try to explore the factual reality rather than virtual reality. But why we call virtual reality is Krishna consciousness? Because even in our practice, we have a lot of misconceptions, a lot of previous notions or influences of the three modes of material nature which do not belong to our real existence. Three modes of material nature are interfering. Misconceptions are interfering. So we may not be able to complete even within this lifetime the factual reality of Krishna consciousness, but it will be still virtual reality. So it is not a bad bargain. Krishna consciousness is not a bad bargain. As much as you can realize, that much becomes your permanent asset. And your permanent asset is permanent cognizance of the reality. So if we finish, say, 50% in this lifetime, our next guaranteed of cognizance will lead us to start from 51%. And I am then complete. We get opportunity. While in this virtual realities of matter and material manipulations, you know, there is nothing but cheating. Right? We see Krishna consciousness as a scientific fact. It's not a theory. It can be proven. How do we prove? Take Krishna's words. Pratyaksha avagamam dharmyam susukham kartam avyayam. Raja vidya raja guhyam pavitram idam uttamam pratyaksha avagamam dharmyam susukham kartam avyayam. This concept of Krishna consciousness is called the Raja Vidya, the king of knowledge. And Raja Guhyam means the king of all secrets. Right? And Pavitram Idam Uttamam. Pavitram means it purifies all our misconceptions. Uttamam means one who transports us from the phase of ignorance to the phase of factual situation. Right? Uttamam. Pratyaksha avagamam. When you perform practically, avagamam means stage-wise, step-wise, like in laboratory, you have been given a kind of goal to achieve or to prove something, so principle of an experiment is there, then the apparatus is there, then the conditions are there, and the procedure is there. There is a demonstrator, you know, and you perform the experiment. Everybody should get ideally the same result, but it depends upon the performer, you know, whether he follows rigidly or not. Right? So there are so many interference during the performance. So in factual realization, the process of Krishna consciousness, if it is practiced under the bona fide guidance of the spiritual master, the demonstrator, by his own personal conduct, he teaches us. What is the best demonstration? He's the demonstrator. Right? Then susukham, the results are always towards that target for what we are. Susukham, it is blissful. Avyayam kartum, the result is your permanent asset. The result is permanent asset. It's not that, I did this experiment whether I use in my life or not. No, this is a permanent asset. This permanent asset is a real asset. So, when we look into the factual realization, the satyameva jayate, it will always remain victorious because it is factual. Nanrutam, one which is not factual, you know, can never be successful. So why should we enter into such experiments or such other notions, taking for granted it is my real interest. It is not real interest. It is the interest as long as stomach is filled. There is no other purpose. So, well, stomach is also a cheating aspect. Why do we have stomach? The soul doesn't need a stomach. Because this is called papi. All the sinful activity starts from here. You know, papi. But sinful means entangling more into the negation of our reality. We tend to forget, we neglect ourselves, our real aspect. But in human form of life, which is made out of image of God Himself, it gives us opportunity to understand reality of the real. And because we are part and parcel, we are not fake. So He gives us hope by giving descriptions, unsolicited descriptions of Himself, in order to reach us, in order to appeal us, that you are my part and parcel, you were with me one time. What happened to you that you do not know, but I know? Where is the root cause of your separation? Therefore, He appeals, just surrender unto me utterly. Arjuna, I will relieve you from all the misconceptions of life. So, that supreme whole, of which we are part and parcel, the reality about it is that we are parts or parcel of Him, and we are within Him, therefore we are His. And that is exposed. So, that this premises we have to understand. Krishna consciousness is not a fake. Srila Prabhupada says it is the most natural situation of the soul in its upper aspect. Yesterday we were touching upon Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who came to demonstrate the character of the soul in eternity. In eternity, that is called not virtual, but factual reality. So, in whatever our capacity in this lifetime, if we follow Krishna consciousness, even virtual reality will be coming closer. You know, means it will come to closeness. When Srila Prabhupada wrote Bhagavad Gita, Dr. Stilton Judah of Berkeley University, the professor emeritus of religious sciences, he glorified Srila Prabhupada's works, that so far I have seen many, you know, translations of Bhagavad Gita. But this one, based on theistic science, with complete conviction of the author itself, Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is the author, you know, and that it comes closer to what he's explained. It comes so close to its real meaning. So, virtual reality, it comes closer. So, but this is factual reality, in fact. But within our imperfections, if we say it is virtual reality, then still we are the winner. There is no loss. So in this way, we have to explore our reality. You know, explore. It is an obligation of the human life, and we should start inquiring of the first aphorism of Brahma Sutra or Vedanta Sutra. Athato Brahma Jigyasa. Now, in this human form of life, let me inquire into my reality. Not virtual, but factual reality. That is the sutra is defective. People are afraid, oh, what is this? Athato Brahma Jigyasa. It is too heavy for me to understand Sanskrit and these and that. And Prabhupada dispelled all the misnomers, you know, and misunderstandings. I was a dumb person before, let me tell you. I would not be able to answer a question in my class. It's not that I was feeling shy, but you know, even though if I have something in heart, I won't be able to blur it out. But if somebody starts getting the argument, it is too difficult for him to stop me. That is pangam langayate mukam karoti vachalam pangam langayate yat kripatam hammande shri guru dinatharanda. So that is the mercy of this spiritual reality which is carried forward by pure receptive succession. So you can't bluff. Here there is no question of bluffing. The virtual reality people do outright bluff. The government bluffs. Yeah. And they create great controversy. Under the weapons of mass destruction, Bush has to go after Saddam. Killed him, but he couldn't find the weapons of mass destruction. He killed so many of his countrymen for nonsense. So, who is happy with him? So like that, we have to see through the eyes of Vedic perspective, which is a real perspective. And this reality is not hypothetical. It is practical, means factual, because it exists. We cannot be befooled by these people. It doesn't mean that we go and create a rebellion against them. No. We save ourselves. Prabhupada said, if you are a gentleman, this world is not for you. Make an effort to get out from here. For once and all, never come back. Okay. Suppose if you want to come back in next birth again and become a student, would you want to go again? Go through it. So, how many Kaliyugas are still going to come? But this Kaliyuga is good enough. And we are lucky that in every Kali Yuga there is no Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Only in this Yuga is there. So better take it and come to the point of virtual reality rather than hovering on the Bollywood and Hollywood realities. They are not realities, it's fake. So thank you very much. I finished exactly 3.
Some of the, Vedic is just because it's too hard to comprehend Vedic description of how the universe is created and so forth. Some of the scientists are saying that it's unreal, it's not factual.
No, we have to present in a scientific terms, so they cannot deny it. Yeah.
It's too complicated, so it can't be right.
No, it's not complicated. To learn anything, you have to take up a discipline. The discipline depends upon the institution, the prestige of the institution. You just say that ANU is very prestigious institution, so it must have a standard. It must have, and they have to keep up the status quo to be counted, otherwise their business would be doomed. If they start bluffing or down, downgrading the standard. So, in the same way, the discipline is necessary to study this scientific fact in its true perspective.
How can it be without even...
No, that's not how you cannot. Yeah. You can present the proposal, and you have to work on the practical aspect of it. You know, there should be bona fide demonstrator like that. In that way, you know, we'll be able to reach to the desired goal. See, the Indian influence in the super collider that they call the God particle that they are looking for.
But how widely is that accepted, the God particle view?
When I was in London in the month of May, there is a big article.
Yeah, here too, Raj. I read that article in the newspaper.
Do you have a clip? Get it.
I heard the clipping put on the temple notice board as well.
God particle.
Yeah, see.